Chapter 6. Traffic Signs and Signals. Traffic signs control traffic flow, making streets and highways safe for drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians. These signs, which are posted by the Indiana Department of Transportation and local governments, use colors, shapes, written messages, and symbols to help drivers quickly understand the information. Understanding these signs is necessary to obtain an Indiana driver's license. Traffic sign colors. The background color of a traffic sign helps to identify the type of information displayed on the sign. There are 7 colors commonly used for signs. Red traffic signs. Red traffic signs convey traffic regulations that require drivers to take immediate action to avoid threats to traffic safety. A wrong way sign is an example of a traffic sign with a red background. Yellow or fluorescent yellow-green traffic signs. Yellow or fluorescent yellow-green signs prepare drivers for specific road conditions and hazards ahead, and alert drivers to nearby school zones. A slippery when wet sign is one example of a traffic sign with a yellow background. Fluorescent yellow-green signs warn drivers of nearby schools, pedestrians, bicycles, playgrounds, and school bus routes. A pedestrian crossing sign for a school crossing is an example of a traffic sign that may have a fluorescent yellow-green background. White traffic signs. White traffic signs display traffic regulations, such as speed limits, that drivers must obey, as well as helpful information such as state highway markers. A no-turn-on red sign is an example of a traffic sign with a white background. Orange traffic signs. Orange traffic signs warn drivers of temporary traffic conditions. These signs are often used to warn drivers of conditions ahead due to highway constructions and maintenance projects. A flag or a head sign is an example of a traffic sign with an orange background. Green traffic signs. Green traffic signs indicate permitted movements and directions or guidance, such as highway entrances and exits or distance to upcoming destinations. A sign showing distance is an example of a traffic sign with a green background. Blue traffic signs. Blue traffic signs display road services and information. A sign showing information about amenities at an upcoming exit is an example of a traffic sign with a blue background. Brown traffic signs. Brown traffic signs indicate nearby recreational and cultural interest sites. A sign showing a nearby state park is an example of a traffic sign with a brown background. Traffic sign shapes. The shape of a traffic sign also indicates the type of information displayed on the sign. There are 7 common shapes used for traffic signs. Circular traffic signs. Circular traffic signs alert drivers to upcoming railroad crossings. Equilateral triangle traffic signs. Traffic signs with 3 sides of equal length warn drivers to slow down when approaching an intersection, and to be prepared to come to a complete stop in order to yield to other drivers or pedestrians. Pennant-shaped traffic signs. Pennant-shaped traffic signs are posted on the left-hand side of two-way roads to warn drivers not to pass other vehicles on the left. Rectangular traffic signs. Rectangular traffic signs display one of 3 types of information. They may convey traffic regulations that drivers must obey, such as speed limits and turn movement prohibitions like no left turn. They may provide helpful information such as route marker signs that identify a state highway, or destination signs that give the direction to the next town.
They may also warn drivers of hazardous conditions such as an advisory speed for a sharp curve in the roadway. This advisory speed sign is often posted with a diamond-shaped warning sign. Diamond-shaped traffic signs. Diamond-shaped traffic signs warn drivers of upcoming road conditions and hazards. A divided highway ends sign is an example of a diamond-shaped traffic sign. 5-sided traffic signs. 5-sided traffic signs warn drivers that they are entering an area near a school in which children may be crossing the road. 8-sided traffic signs. 8-sided traffic signs warn drivers that they must stop and yield the appropriate right-of-way at an intersection. Warning signs. Warning signs prepare drivers for upcoming road conditions and hazards. Note, the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Highway construction and maintenance signs. Construction zones pose dangers both for drivers and for construction workers. Orange highway construction traffic signs warn drivers to be careful when approaching construction zones. Some construction signs provide guidance such as the detour sign or convey regulations such as the worksite added penalty signs. Note, the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Railroad signs. Railroad traffic signs alert drivers to upcoming railroad crossings. School zone signs. Yellow or fluorescent yellow-green signs warn drivers that they are entering an area near a school in which children may be crossing the road. Slow-moving vehicle emblem. A slow-moving vehicle emblem has an orange fluorescent center and red reflective borders, and indicates a slow-moving vehicle which cannot exceed 25 miles per hour. Speed advisory signs. Speed advisory signs may accompany some warning signs. Traffic regulation signs. Traffic regulation signs regulate traffic speed as well as movement and display rules which drivers must obey. Note, the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Supplemental plaques. Supplemental plaques are sometimes added to the bottom of stop signs to indicate directions in which the intersection must stop. Traffic guidance signs. Traffic guidance signs provide drivers with information about the type of road they are traveling on, upcoming highway entrances and exits, and distances to various destinations. Driver services and recreation signs. Driver services and recreation signs provide drivers with information about nearby amenities, parks, and recreational areas. Traffic signals. Traffic control devices such as stop lights and signs are used to control traffic flow and indicate right-of-way at intersections and pedestrian crossings. Driving through an intersection. A green light means go. If you are facing a green light, you have the right-of-way and may drive through an intersection as long as the intersection is clear of other vehicles and pedestrians. A steady yellow light means the green light has ended and the signal is about to turn red. If you are facing a steady yellow light, your right-of-way is ending. If you are approaching the intersection and are too close to stop safely, you may complete your movement. A red light means stop. Traffic entering an intersection from other directions has the right-of-way. If you are facing a red light, you may not enter the intersection until the light facing you turns green and the intersection is clear. Turning through an intersection. If you are facing a green arrow displayed with a red or green light, you have the right of way and may turn through an intersection, as long as the intersection is clear. If you are facing a green light displayed without an arrow, you may turn through an intersection as long as the intersection is clear. You must yield the right of way to all oncoming traffic. Only one vehicle at a time may move into an intersection to turn left. Yellow flashing arrows for turning movements. A yellow flashing arrow for a turning movement means that you may proceed with the turn only after you have yielded the right of way to pedestrians and oncoming traffic. If you are facing a steady yellow light or arrow, your right of way is ending. Turning through a solid red light. If you are facing a red light or arrow, your right of way has ended. If you are in the middle of an intersection, you may turn once oncoming traffic has stopped. If you are facing a red light or arrow, you may not enter the intersection until the light facing you turns green and the intersection is clear. To turn right through an intersection with a red light or arrow, when permissible, you must come to a full stop. Check to make sure that there are no vehicles and pedestrians in the path of your turn or about to enter the path of your turn. Check that there is not a no turn on red sign and use the correct lane. You may turn left through an intersection with a red light or arrow if you are turning from a one-way street onto a one-way street. You must also come to a full stop. Check to make sure that there are no vehicles and pedestrians in the path of your turn or about to enter the path of your turn. Check that there is not a no turn on red sign, and use the correct lanes. Yellow flashing lights. A yellow flashing light displayed without an arrow at an intersection means that you should slow down and use caution when traveling through an intersection. If turning left, you must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. All traffic on the cross street is required to yield the right of way to you. However, you should watch for other vehicles or pedestrians attempting to cross the intersection. Another type of yellow flashing light is a rectangular rapid flashing beacon. Rectangular rapid flashing beacons are used at crosswalks and only flash when activated by a pedestrian. Red flashing lights. A red flashing light at an intersection is equivalent to a stop sign and means that you must come to a complete stop before proceeding with caution to enter the intersection. If you are facing a red flashing light at an intersection at which cross traffic is not required to stop, you may proceed only when the intersection is clear and when you will not interfere with the right of way of cross traffic. If you are facing a red flashing light at an intersection at which all traffic is required to stop, you may proceed only after you have stopped and yielded the right of way to any vehicle that is already in the intersection, any vehicle that stopped before you and is entering the intersection, and any vehicle that arrived at the same time as you and is to your right. Bicycle signals. A signal that displays only bicycle symbols controls a bike lane or a separate bike path and is only applicable to bicyclists. As with vehicular signals, red means stop, yellow means the right of way is ending, and green means go. Bus or transit signals.
A signal that displays white rectangular bars control a bus or transit lane and are only applicable to bus or transit operators. Approaching a red light or stop sign. If you are approaching a red light or a stop sign, you must stop at the solid white stop line. If there is no stop line, you should come to a complete stop perpendicular to the stop sign or before entering the crosswalk on your side of the intersection. If there is no crosswalk, you should come to a complete stop before entering the intersection. Often people who are operating motorcycles, motor-driven cycles and bicycles get stuck at a red light and the signal fails to change to green. These individuals may avoid prolonged waits at red lights under the following condition. An operator approaching an intersection controlled by a traffic signal may proceed through a steady red light if the operator comes to a complete stop for at least 2 minutes and exercises due caution. This rule does not apply to autocycles. Approaching a yield sign. A yield sign indicates that a driver must slow down when approaching an intersection and be prepared to come to a complete stop if a vehicle or pedestrian with the right of way is approaching from another direction. If you are approaching a yield sign, a vehicle approaching from another direction with the right of way should not have to brake to avoid a collision with you. Approaching an intersection with non-operating signal. If you are approaching an intersection with a non-operating signal, you should stop before entering the intersection. After stopping, you may proceed with caution only after you have yielded the right of way to cross traffic that has already entered the intersection. Any vehicle that stopped before you and is entering the intersection. Any vehicle that arrived at the same time as you and is to your right. Any pedestrian traffic. Approaching an intersection with no sign or signal. Before entering a street from an alley or driveway, you should stop and yield the right of way to other vehicles. Pedestrian signals. Pedestrian signals alert pedestrians when they may safely cross a street or intersection. Pedestrian signals display the word walk or a symbol of a person walking when pedestrians may safely cross a street or intersection. At some intersections, there is a button near the base of the pedestrian signal or stop sign that may be pushed to activate the walk signal. Pedestrian signals display the words "don't walk" or a symbol of a raised hand when it is not safe for pedestrians to cross a street or intersection. The words or symbols flash to alert pedestrians that the time in which to safely cross the street or intersection is ending. Pedestrian hybrid beacons. A pedestrian hybrid beacon is a signal used to facilitate pedestrian crossing, and which may be found at a mid-block crosswalk. The pedestrian hybrid beacon is dark unless it has been activated by a pedestrian. Once activated by a pedestrian, the pedestrian hybrid beacon will display a flashing yellow light to allow drivers to clear the crossing. The flashing yellow will be followed by a steady yellow light to warn drivers that their right-of-way is ending. Then, two steady red lights will be displayed while the pedestrian crosses, and then the two red lights will flash to allow drivers to proceed through if the crossing is clear of pedestrians. The pedestrian hybrid beacon will then go dark until activated again by a pedestrian.